Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. I'm reading from the book of Genesis chapter 24, verse 14. But before I read the verse, let me give a little background into what's happening. Abraham had a son called Isaac who was single. And Abraham wanted to find a wife for his son Isaac. And he wanted his wife to be from his hometown, from his own people. So he got a servant and he told the servant, "I want you to go into my hometown. And I want you there to find a wife for my son Isaac. Go." So the servant went on his way now. He is in Abraham's hometown. And he's seeing people all around. He has no idea how to go about choosing a wife for Isaac. So he said, "Lord, hear what? I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to sit here. And as women walk by, I'm going to ask them to get some water for me from the well. And anyone who says, 'Here's some water for you and here's some water for your camels,'" verse 14, "let her be the one that you have appointed for your servant Isaac." I'll read some other verses in a while, but many people read that one verse and they come away with the idea that God had created Rebecca and appointed her for Isaac, and therefore God created somebody just for me, somebody just for you, somebody just for John, somebody just for Mary. Before the foundation of the world, they believe that God created a very specific person just for them, and they are supposed to be married to that specific person. They believe that that is the person that God has appointed for them. And if you listened to the last session of Bible Issues, I would have told you that that belief is completely wrong. It is completely unscriptural. God did not match people up before the foundation of the world. Rather, God gives you wisdom to make good choices, and He tells you what characteristics to look for in a husband or wife. So in other words, God does not want you looking for a specific person, but a specific type of person with a specific type of characteristics. So now, if you knew your Bible very well, you would have immediately thought about this scripture, and you would have said, "Well, how could you say that God doesn't appoint people to be married to other people when this scripture clearly says, 'Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac'?" So to answer that question, let me look at the context of Genesis chapter 24. Let me first of all read from verse 3, where Abraham is talking to his servant and he's giving him instructions on what to do. He said, "I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but you shall go into my country and to my family and take a wife for my son Isaac. The God of heaven, He will send His angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there." So that's what Abraham told his servant. Notice that in that particular set of instructions, Abraham never told the servant, "Go and find the one that God created for Isaac." He never said that. He never said to the servant, "Go and find a very specific person." He just said, "Go and find a wife from the daughters of the from my country." That's all he said. Any wife. He gave no specifics. All he said was, "Go and take a wife." You would get the impression that all Abraham was interested in was that Isaac marry one of those women rather than one of the Canaanites. And he said, "The Lord God of heaven, He will send His angel before you and He will guide you." So what Abraham, who was a friend of God, was expecting from this whole situation is that the servant would go into his home country, God would guide him, and God would guide him to choose a good wife for Isaac. So the servant is now there clueless. He's not sure what to do. He's not sure even how to begin finding a wife for Isaac. So he prayed and he said, O Lord God of my father Abraham, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success. Right off the bat, you could tell that this servant did not know God, because anybody who knows God will address God as, O Lord, my God. Rather, he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham. So immediately, that tells you something. He did not have an intimate relationship with God. He did not know God. He probably never prayed to the God of Abraham before, but he's doing it for the first time because he finds himself in a difficult situation where he doesn't know what to do. So he tries a thing, and he tries to pray. And in his prayer, he said, Let her be the one that you have appointed for your servant Isaac. So here is the man who doesn't know God, who doesn't know the ways of God, who doesn't understand how God works, is praying, Let her be the one that you have appointed for my servant, for your servant Isaac. Whereas Abraham, the man who knew God, the man who was called a friend of God by God himself, he never prayed for a very specific person. He never prayed, find the one that God appointed for Isaac. Rather, all he said was, go to my country, find a wife for my son there. That's it. That's all he said. And he said, God will go before you, and God will guide you and direct you in the entire process. Abraham was not concerned about finding a specific person. He was just concerned about finding somebody from that area, and he trusted that God would guide and oversee the entire process. Now, I know that there are a lot of single Christians who pray, Lord, help me to find the one that you have appointed for me. Help me to find the one that you have chosen for me before the foundation of the world. And I will ask you this, who would you rather pray like? Abraham's servant who did not know God, or Abraham who was a friend of God? The man who did not know God prayed, Lord, help me to find the one that you have appointed for Isaac. The man who knew God simply says, go. Just find a wife from my country. God will guide you. You see, the single Christian today who doesn't know God and who doesn't understand the ways of God will pray, Lord, who is the person that you have for me? Lead me to that specific person. I want to find the one. I want to find your perfect will, inverted commas. I'll talk about God's perfect will another time. They say, Lord, help me to find the one that you have created just for me. Whereas, the Christian who understands God will say, Lord, I see that there are a lot of single women in the church. I see that there are single men in the church. I want you to give me wisdom. I want you to open up my eyes. And I want you to help me to see God, to find somebody with godly characteristics, somebody who would be a good husband or wife. I want you to help me to not be blinded by my emotions, but that I may be able to spot godly characteristics when I see it. That's it. That's how a godly person would pray. That's how somebody who understands the ways of God would pray. God never called us to find a specific person. And a lot of single Christians are sabotaging their own selves by looking for a very specific person when there are many good men and women around you who could be very good husbands or wives. But instead, you're overlooking all of that and you're looking for a very specific person. There are many of you who are in Christian relationships dating right now, and you're putting off marriage, putting it off because you haven't heard from God, or you're not sure if that person is the specific one that God created for you. You need not worry yourself about that. The only thing, question that you need to ask yourself is this. Is this person a Christian? Is this person of the opposite sex? And does this person have godly characteristics that will make them a good Christian husband or a good Christian wife? You do not need to figure out if this is the person that God created for you before the foundation of the world, because God didn't know such thing. That is not how God works. The servant who did not know God prayed for God to lead him to the very specific person that he appointed for Isaac. The man who knew God simply says, go into my country, go into the church, go into the Christian community and find a wife there, find a husband there. God will send his angel before you and he will guide you. God will give you wisdom as you choose. And that is what you should be praying for. Not to find the one, but rather wisdom, so that you could identify godly characteristics when you see it, and also that you will be able to develop those godly characteristics in yourself.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain, High Street, San Fernando, Gulf City Mall, Price Plaza, Grand Bazaar, Long Circular Mall, and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God, and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.